Now, the rest of the story. Anna Mae Jarvis said it. Mother's Day has nothing to do with candy. Candy is junk. You give your mother a box of candy and then go home and eat most of it yourself. Anna Mae Jarvis said it, quote, a maudlin, insincere printed card or a ready-made telegram means nothing, except that you're too lazy to write to the woman who has done more for you than anyone else in the world. You ought to go home to see your mother on Mother's Day. You ought to take her out and paint the town red. End quote. Anna Mae Jarvis, I'm quoting again. You ought to give her something useful, something permanent. A lot of mothers are sleeping on mattresses that are hard as rocks. Maybe she needs new eyeglasses, comfortable shoes, a pair of slippers, better lighting fixtures. Is she sleeping warm at night? Could she use an eiderdown? Maybe the stairs in her home need fixing. What about flowers, Anna Mae? Flowers, says Anna Mae, are about half dead by the time they're delivered. And Anna Mae goes on to say that she won't rest until Mother's Day becomes the personal family memorial day that it was intended to be. And if anyone has a right to speak out against the commercialization of Mother's Day, it was Anna Mae Jarvis. Because, you see, that second Sunday of thoughtfulness each and every May was Anna's idea in the first place. Anna Mae Jarvis was the mother of Mother's Day. But could you ever guess the rest of the story? Anna Mae Jarvis, born May 1, 1864, a minister's daughter, described as a quiet, studious girl in school, liked everyone, and everyone liked her. Anna was just 42 plus 2 weeks, working for a life insurance company in Philadelphia when her mother died on a second Sunday of May, 1906. Friends noticed a change in Anna in the months following. No longer the gentle, easygoing woman they knew, she became obsessed with one desire, to see her mother and motherhood honored annually throughout the world. After more than a year of careful planning, Anna arranged the first Mother's Day church service, May 10, 1908, St. Andrew's Methodist Church, Grafton, West Virginia, where Anna's mother had taught Sunday school. Anna worked hard to promote her idea, and a year after that first memorial service in West Virginia, Philadelphia became the first city to proclaim an official Mother's Day. 3 years passed. West Virginia made Mother's Day a statewide observance. 1 year later, in 1914, President Woodrow Wilson signed a proclamation from Congress, a document recorded as Public Resolution No. 25, to establish the second Sunday in May as Mother's Day nationwide forevermore. And it had all begun with Anna. But Anna, now 50, was not content with her victory. She retired from her job at the insurance company to spend her remaining 34 years and her entire fortune of over $100,000 campaigning against the commercialization of the day she had founded in honor of motherhood. She interrupted florists' conventions to express her remorse at their profiteering. Wherever there was a forum for her cause, she spoke out. And then one day, when she was too old and too tired to speak out anymore, she was placed penniless, deaf, and blind in a Westchester, Pennsylvania sanitarium, and she died there in November of 1948 at the age of 84. And if the story of the woman who invented Mother's Day is made even more poignant, it's by the fact that she, Anna, would never herself benefit from that time of remembrance. For you see, Anna Mae Jarvis, the mother of Mother's Day, who devoted her life and her fortune to its reverent observance. Anna Mae was never married. Anna Mae was never a mother. And now you know the rest of the story.